British Sky Broadcasting presents the Universal Cartoon Studios and MCA Home Entertainment film Land Before Time 2, The Great Valley Adventure. Voiced by Tacey on behalf of MCS Agency. A starry night, which turns into the Milky Way. A meteor hurtles towards a burning planet. Other boulders crash and burn against each other and the surrounding planets. Three flaming meteors fall through the clouds of a milky blue planet to the ground below.
Many eons ago, when the Earth was young, millions of years before the first humans, was the age of the great lizards, the dinosaurs. These massive creatures roamed the Earth for thousands of centuries.
Various dinosaurs are shown.
Some ate plants, while others, the dreaded sharp teeth, hunted their fellow dinosaurs. But the plant eaters found refuge from their predators in one special place, the Great Valley. A place where friends, Littlefoot the long neck, Sarah the three horned, Ducky the swimmer, Petrie the flyer, and Spike the spike tail, could grow and play together under the watchful eye of their loving families.
I can't wait to see you.
See you.
See you. What's up today? Can you hear me calling?
Calling.
Calling. It's time to play. Every cloud in the sky, green leaf on a tree, is reminding me for away.
My grandpa. Gotta go. I'll see you guys later.
See you, Littlefoot.
Bye. See ya. Goodbye.
Come on, let's go and run around, run around. What a beautiful feeling. We finally found a peaceful valley. Everybody's having a good time now.
Hiya, Grandpa.
Hello, Littlefoot. Come eat your breakfast.
Okay. Hungry.
Of course, though the Great Valley was a wondrous place, it still had its dangers.
As Littlefoot and his grandfather pass through the forest, a clump of grass parts and a dinosaur appears and watches them.
I like this place. Yes, I like this place a lot. Don't you, Strut?
He looks around him.
Strut, get up here!
What? I'm eating!
Spit that stuff out! Go on, spit it out!
But, Ozzy, I'm hungry!
Spit it out! Grass guzzler! No brother of mine is going to eat vegetation! Not while I'm around.
Then what are we going to eat, Ozzy?
Eggs, dear brother. Eggs. The valley is full of them. Nice, plump, juicy eggs.
All that can be seen are his nasty eyes.
Here you are, Littlefoot. The last three stars for you.
Littlefoot eats.
Great trick, Grandpa.
It's not a trick, Littlefoot. All long necks can do it.
Great! Let me try, Grandpa.
Littlefoot bounds off to find a small tree. He tries to push it over. His grandfather stands behind him, watching.
Careful, Littlefoot.
Jumping on the tree, Littlefoot is thrown backwards. Somersaulting, he lands on a tiny volcanic hill which explodes just after his grandfather picks him up and carries him to safety.
Guess I'm too little, huh, Grandpa?
You're still very young, but you will get the hang of it someday.
I hate being little.
Don't worry. You'll be grown up soon enough.
Hey, Littlefoot! Come on! Grandpa, can I go play?
Have fun.
Thanks.
The valley is a wonderful place to grow up.
He joins his friends, playfully jumping on them.
Let's play!
Not it!
Not it! Well, I'm not it.
Me no it either.
Spikes it!
The friends run about the happy valley.
Smell something, Ozzy.
Yes, breakfast. Follow me.
A rock lands on his head. He accidentally bites it.
Ozzy, did you get it?
Egg.
Ozzy's friend falls backwards.
Hey, you kids! Stop rolling those rocks down the hill!
Huh?
My nest is in there!
Sorry.
It wasn't much fun anyway.
Yep. No fun at all.
Boring.
What do you want to do now?
I know! We could go to the sheltering grass and play Sharp Tooth Attack.
No way! Not if I have to be the Sharp Tooth again.
Hey! How about Spike be Sharp Tooth?
Spike eats grass.
Oh, yes, a Spike!
Okay, Spike. Huh?
Please.
See? He no mind.
Hooray!
All right, let's go.
Yep. We are going to the sheltering grass.
Wait, you guys. Huh? The sheltering grass is on the other side of the sinking sand.
So?
Well, my grandparents don't want me going across the sinking sand without them.
Oh, that right? Sinking sand dangerous.
Yes, it is. It is.
You're just a bunch of eggs.
I could cross the sinking sands with my eyes closed.
With her eyes closed?
And not looking where she is going?
Hey, that sounds fun. Petrie, try it.
With eyes closed, Petrie walks into Spike.
Hey, are you scared of eggs coming or not?
They look at each other and then follow Sarah.
Littlefoot, you coming?
Yeah, I'm coming.
Bubbly, dirty water.
The sinking sand. How are we gonna get across?
cannot swim in this. Oh, no. No, no, no.
Petrie, fly across.
Petrie starts to fly.
Petrie, we don't have wings. No, no, no. We cannot fly.
Oh.
Poor Petrie.
My dad just jumps from rock to rock.
Yeah, but your dad's got longer legs than us.
Big deal. I could do it too. Watch.
Sarah walks backwards and jumps.
Hee! Huh? See?
Whoa!
Help!
Sarah! Hang on!
Wait for Petrie!
The friends try to pull her out.
That it, Littlefoot. Pull. Oh, my. Oh, no. No. What can I do? I go for help. But no. We're not supposed to be here.
Hooray, Spike.
Huh? That it, Spike. You help. Wait. I help. I pull, too.
The friends link together and frantically pull, only to end up with all of them falling in and beginning to sink. The parents stop what they're doing and lift their heads as they hear their children's call.
Sarah?
Petrie! Ducky! Spike!
Littlefoot!
Don't give up! We can make it!
A huge tail is lowered into the sinking sand and the friends pulled out and placed on the ground.
We made it!
They look up at the cross faces of their parents.
Uh-oh.
Nighttime in the valley. Ozzy and Strut creep out from behind rocks.
Now is the time for all good little eggs to be safely tucked into their nests.
Oh, I wouldn't mind being tucked in. I'm exhausted.
Would you stop complaining?
But, Ozzy, I'm tired and I'm hungry. Couldn't I have just an itty-bitty little green bedtime snack?
No! Can't you see? I'm trying to wean you away from that stuff. From now on, you've got to think, feel, and breathe only one food group. Eggs. When I wake up, first thing I do, eggs, is to look around for something to chew. Exactly. Feeding myself is very, very tricky because, you see, I'm ridiculously picky. Eggs.
Excuse me, Ozzy,
This struthiomimus won't settle for the dregs. I'll borrow, I'll beg, I'd even kiss you
kiss
for
me?
My dear beloved dose of eggs.
Hey, Ozzy, I'm so hungry, I can't wait another minute. Here's a juicy little leaf with a beautiful stick in it. Can't I have a taste? If I promise just to lick it.
Strut!
What?
You imbecilic eater! Great green globs couldn't possibly be sweeter than a pile of eggs. You've got to smell them, feel them, crack them open. For a great big nestful, I am hoping.
Oh, look, I'm starving! I'm weak! There is nothing in my tummy while the mold on that tree is starting to look yummy.
The colors and shapes and assorted sizes, gobble them all for appetizers. Ecstasy.
Ozzy, what's the matter with the little vegetation?
I've had it up to here with this aggravation.
Well, can't I just have this piece of a tree?
Why can't you be more like me, you leaf? loving,
hey,
bush burping, stem smelling,
now,
garden gorging, plant popping, tree tasting, dirt devouring beast.
Ozzy!
You've got to have eggs thrice a day at least. Tonight we feast.
They scamper down the rocks and creep up behind some adult dinosaurs.
Littlefoot, your grandma and I just don't want to lose you.
You are all we have.
It's so hard to be little.
You'll grow up faster than you think. Be patient. Enjoy being young while it lasts.
And stay close to the herd.
Aw, gee.
We feel safe here in the valley. The Great Wall protects us from sharp teeth and other dangers of the mysterious beyond. But there are dangers in the valley as well, Littlefoot. You must always be careful.
But my friends...
Hush now. It is time for sleep. The bright circle has already gone from the sky.
But I'm not sleepy.
Go along, Littlefoot.
But I'm not... I'm not... I'm thirsty.
Yes, Littlefoot.
Grandfather gives him a leaf filled with water.
Good night.
Good night, Grandpa. Good night, Grandma.
Good night, my little one.
They leave Littlefoot to sleep in a grassy hollow, curled up like a cat. As the stars twinkle above, the vegetation behind him moves. They race off into the dark.
Yep, 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 we're all here. Yes, we are.
But what are we here for?
Yes, is there a problem?
Grown-ups! I suppose you all got the same lecture I did.
Mm-hmm. Me too young to wander far.
We are not grown-ups and should remember it.
There are many dangers. I must always be careful.
Don't hang around with long necks, big faces, and spike tails.
They look at her in surprise.
Well, it was mostly the same lecture. Grandpa and Grandma were mainly worried that I'd get hurt.
That's the problem. They don't think we can take care of ourselves. We've got to do something so the grown-ups will stop treating us like hatchlings.
Sarah, right.
I agree. I do. So what are we going to do?
Well,
we could run away from home.
The others look puzzled.
Where we run?
We could just stay here.
Spike and Littlefoot look at each other.
That's silly. Anybody could find us here.
Nuh-uh. See these rocks? This could be our hideout. And we're up real high. Nobody can sneak up on us.
Sarah, right? Look!
You can see everything from up here. You can.
Hey, Ducky, there's your nest. But who's that walking away?
Ozzy and Strut are stealing an egg.
Hey, they're stealing an egg!
They're egg-napping part of our family.
Quick, let's tell the grown-ups.
No, wait! If we catch them ourselves... It'll show everyone that we're not babies anymore. Oh, yes. Yes.
I don't know.
Look, Scaredy. There's five of us and only two of them. What could go wrong?
Well, please. Okay.
Let's go get him.
The friends give chase. Ozzy is holding the stolen egg.
Now remember, I get the first bite. After all, this was my idea.
Drop
that egg! Huh? No, don't! Please, no! Oh, we've been spotted! I told you not to be so obvious!
He gives Strut the egg and runs.
Ozzy, wait for me!
Bring back my brother!
They flee across a rocky landscape.
They're headed for the mysterious beyond. Maybe we should get help after all.
It's too late now. But get away. This was your idea. Are you coming or not?
Littlefoot prepares to give chase. He looks back at the others. Spike follows, knocking boulders out of the way with his horn. The thieves toss the egg to each other as they run away.
How big are they?
Huge shadows of the children follow the thieves.
Oh, they're big. Very big.
Huh?
The thieves reach the top of a huge rock with nowhere to go.
Oh. You
They jump across a chasm. The friends reach the top and stop. Petrie flies across.
It's not so far. You can do it.
They jump, only just making it.
Come on, Spike! Hurry!
Clouds hide the moon.
I hope this egg is worth it.
Worth it? All eggs are worth it, Buck Breath. Here. Now, come on.
The thieves move onwards.
Who are those guys?
Come on. Let's go.
Don't stop.
Oh, no.
Keep going!
It's raining hard.
Acting grown up is hard. It is.
The friends struggle onwards in the downpour.
We made it, Strut! Those little grass nippers will never be able to follow us now. It won't be long, Egg. Soon you'll be nestled in the pit of my stomach.
Oz, when's it your turn to hold the egg?
The thieves enter a cave.
Where they go?
I don't see anybody. They are disappeared. They are.
They must have gone in there. Come on!
The friends follow each other into the cave. All except Sarah.
Sarah, what's taking you?
Nothing. I just don't feel like going in there right now. That's all.
Sarah! All right, then. We're going without you.
As lightning flashes, Sarah runs into the cave.
Shh. This way.
They begin to explore.
It sure is dark in here.
Okay, Strut. Now it's my turn to hold the egg.
Strut passes the egg. Ozzy drops it.
Oh, no. Oh, where? Oh, just a moment ago. I've lost.
Ozzy grabs Littlefoot's head instead. Everyone rushes around in fright. Rocks begin to fall. The thieves surf the rockfall. The egg slips out of both of their hands. It tumbles and ends up back in the nest. The children continue downwards over the rocks, almost falling over a cliff face. They hang on for dear life. Littlefoot appears from a pile of rocks and runs to their rescue.
Alright?
Petrie not okay. Me hurt everywhere. Oh. Whoa! Good Sarah.
Oh, I think I bent my horn.
Where is Spike?
Oh.
He burst out from a pile of rocks.
Yay! Hooray!
He licks Ducky.
I'm okay, I am!
They run to investigate the noise.
This place spooky.
Where are we?
I think we're in the mysterious beyond.
The mysterious beyond?
A swamp filled with serpents and skeletons.
Well, I'm not afraid of any old mysterious beyond.
There's nothing to be afraid of as long as we're together, right? Right?
They look around scared. Petrie clings to Littlefoot's neck.
I want to go home.
Petrie, go home too.
But what about the egg? We cannot leave it here. All alone?
I'm afraid it got smushed.
Bye-bye, baby sister. Or baby brother.
Don't cry, Ducky. It's all part of the great circle of life.
Besides, there's a whole nest full of eggs at home.
Yes. But this one was special. It was going to be my favorite. Ah, blue and orange and speckled. There was not another egg like it in the whole world. Except this one.
Ducky! It's safe!
It's here!
The egg! It is not smushed. Oh, hello, baby brother or sister. Hey! You grown! This is going to be a very big baby brother or sister.
Come on, we better get it back to the nest.
But how we do that? Egg is big.
I know a way. We'll build a carrying nest out of leaves and stuff.
Oh, yes, a carrying nest. Yes.
The children make a nest out of twigs and begin to carry it home. Petrie holds the twigs together. Littlefoot and Spike carry the ends. Sarah pushes them as they slide backwards. They look at their valley in the distance. Coming home, they put the egg back, and Petrie pushes it towards the nest.
I can't wait to tell everybody how we saved the egg.
They don't treat us like babies anymore.
Go on, Ducky. Put it back.
It is back. Look.
They count the eggs in the nest, but find they're all there. In another part of the valley, they look at the new, strange egg.
So, if Ducky's egg was there all the time, whose egg is this?
Maybe those bad guys steal it from other nest.
Yeah, but which one?
We won't know until it hatches. Yes, then we could take it back to its family.
But who's going to take care of it until it hatches?
We are, of course. After all, we're not babies.
I don't know. Maybe we should tell our folks.
No!
Petrie falls off Sarah's head.
They find out where we were, they'll put us back in our nests. We don't tell the grown-ups anything, right? Right? Right.
A view of the entire valley. Littlefoot yawns and curls up in his bed.
Littlefoot. Wake up, sleepyhead. The bright circle is already rising into the sky.
Strut pops out of a pile of rocks.
Oh, I feel like a mountain fell on me.
It did.
Is that you, Ozzy? Where are you?
You're standing on me.
He jumps down as Ozzy appears.
Did you save the egg?
The egg? Oh, you mean the egg? those kids. Yeah, that's it. Those kids did it. They stole our egg. The nerve.
They didn't they? Well, they'll pay. And dearly.
He gives an evil look. Back in the valley, the friends watch the egg.
How long do we have to wait?
Gee, I don't know. Could be a long time.
My mama sit on eggs to keep warm, make hatch. Me sit on egg.
I wonder what it's gonna be. A girl, I hope.
Maybe it's flyer, like me.
Or a swimmer, like me.
Hey, why can't we be his parents?
Don't be silly, Littlefoot. How could we be its parents?
Well, we'll raise it. Teach it stuff. It'll be fun.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I will be a very good mama. Mm-hmm.
We be good parents.
Who will I think I'll make the best parent?
Well, why is that, Sarah?
Because I'll let her do anything she wants.
That sounds good to me.
Our baby will never hear no. Oh, no, 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 no.
So, we're gonna do it?
Uh-huh. Yes!
The thieves watch their friends.
Look!
It hatching!
First one leg, and then the whole creature appears from the egg.
It's a...
Shark tooth!
Shark tooth! Ray!
Shark tooth!
They all run away, but Littlefoot is caught by a creeper and falls at the sharp tooth's foot. Sharptooth looks sad, and Littlefoot returns to him.
He doesn't look so dangerous. It's all right. I won't hurt you. Friendly, aren't you?
Sharptooth licks him.
Hey, I bet you think I'm your mama, papa. Well, I'm not really, but don't worry. I'm gonna take good care of you. My friends will, too, once they see how nice you are. Come on, I'll show you around.
Sharptooth falls over, trying to follow.
Well, I guess I better teach you to walk first. First you lift one foot, then you put it down in front of you. Then you lift the other. Now you try.
Sharptooth wobbles and takes a tumble.
Slow down! You'll hurt yourself! Are you okay? You're gonna have to be more careful. It's okay. I'm not mad. Hey, you need a name.
Sharptooth snaps at a passing dragonfly.
I know. I'll call you Chopper. I guess you're hungry, huh? Gee, I know what Sharptooth like, but... Well, maybe I can teach you to eat green food like me. After all, I'm your papa now. Here. These leaves are really tasty. Try some.
Sharptooth spits out his mouth full of leaves.
This is gonna be harder than I thought. Chomper, you stay here, okay? You won't go anywhere? Good. I'll be right back after I get some advice from my grandparents. If Sarah ever finds out, she'll kill me.
Sharptooth tries to eat butterflies. He takes a mouthful of leaves and spits them out. He chases the butterflies, moving away. Littlefoot's grandparents are drinking water.
Grandma? Grandpa? Can I talk to you?
Of course, Littlefoot. What is it?
Well, I want to know about babies.
They look at each other in surprise.
Littlefoot, you're too young to worry about babies.
Well, it's just that I'm curious.
All right. What would you like to know?
How do babies get enough to eat?
The grown-ups find food for them, of course.
But what if they won't eat what you give them?
You wouldn't always eat what we gave you.
I wouldn't?
That's right. But when you got hungry enough, you always ate.
I did?
Uh-huh.
All babies eat when they're hungry, Littlefoot. Now, anything else you'd like to know?
No. That's good. Thanks. Bye.
Kids, they want to grow up so fast.
Yes. And once they do, they wish they were young again.
They rub cheeks. The friends arrive back at the empty nest.
I don't see Littlefoot anywhere.
Maybe Sharptooth eat him.
Poor Littlefoot. Poor Littlefoot.
Well, well. If it isn't the plant grazers who spoiled our supper.
It is the egg stealers.
What we do?
Run!
Where's my egg, you rotten little sprout conchers?
The egg stealers chase after them. Littlefoot arrives back at the nest.
Chopper! Chopper! I told him to stay put. Why did he run off? Chopper!
Chomper's in the middle of the sinking sand, snapping at butterflies.
Chopper! Get back here! It's dangerous! Chopper, please! I don't want to lose you!
Chomper jumps stepping stones back to Littlefoot.
That's better. You shouldn't worry me like that.
huh?
No. Oh, well. It's my friends!
The egg stealers have trapped the friends at the edge of a cliff top.
Chopper, stay put and don't move. And I mean it. Hold on, guys! I'm coming!
Chomper follows Littlefoot.
Now, what did you do with my egg?
Your egg? We didn't do anything to it. It hatched.
It hatched? Before I could eat it, my egg hatched!
Calm down, Ozzy. It was just an egg.
It was not just an egg. It was our dinner!
Ozzy's tail hit Strut.
I'm warning you, you little leaf lickers. Stay out of my way, or I'll...
Leave my friends alone!
What? Huh?
Littlefoot! We are safe!
Just what I can't stand. A bossy weed whacker!
He knocks Littlefoot to the ground.
Huh?
The shadow of an enormous sharp tooth is seen. The egg stealers jump over the friends and off the edge of the cliff. The friends hide their eyes and shiver with fear. The sharp-toothed shadow grows smaller, and Chomper approaches them.
Chomper! Oh, Chomper, you saved us!
Chomper? What's a Chomper?
It is his name, silly!
See, you guys? Chomper is a nice sharp tooth. He would never hurt us.
Chomper kisses Sarah.
Thanks, Chomper. You are so nice, Chomper.
Me like you, Chomper.
Chomper, this is your Aunt Sarah, your Uncle Spike and Petrie, and your Aunt Ducky.
Hi, Chomper. I think you're very cute.
They cuddle.
As an egg, you were a beauty, but now you're a real cutie, and we brought you to our valley somehow.
Though you look like you, we think you'll like us too, because we're a family and you're one of us now.
We're a family and you're one of us now. We're a family and you're one of us now. Though you look like you, we think you'll like us too, because we're a family and you're one of us now.
Me no see why we can't be the best friends by and by. You teach me to be scary, and I teach you to fly. I teach you to fly.
Huh? What about the water? It is fun to get wet. I could take the baby for a swim, swim, swim.
Take it easy. Take it slow. You're excited. Don't forget, he's just a baby. You don't want to frighten him. Baby, you don't want to frighten him.
Because we're a family and you're one of us now. We're a family and you're one of us now. Though you look like you, we think you like us too, cause we're a family and you're one of us now.
You can hang around with me even though you're not a three-horn. See me be real strong.
Little Chomper, aren't you happy you were born?
In our gang, come along.
Come along.
Cause we're a family and you're one of us now. We're a family and you're one of us now. Though you look like you, we think you like us too, cause we're a family and you're one of us now.
He bit me! Chomper bit me!
Well, he didn't mean it.
You call this not meaning it?
Chomper!
He wanders over to Littlefoot, looking very sorry.
A sharp tooth can never be one of us. Never!
Don't say that!
You know it's true. He has to go.
No!
He stays! He goes! He stays! He goes! He stays! Go!
Chomper, you did not mean to bite Sarah, did you?
Huh?
Huh? I do not think he knows.
We can't keep him, and that's final.
But Sarah, he's just a baby. He needs us.
He need me too much.
No, Chomper, you cannot eat Petrie, no.
Huh?
Huh? I said no, just like my parents.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Don't you see, Chomper? You can't be a sharp tooth. Sharp teeth aren't allowed in this valley.
He turns and runs away.
Wait, Chomper! Don't go!
Littlefoot, maybe before you bring Chomper back, you should think about it. Chomper is different than us. He is.
I don't care if he's different. We should at least follow him to make sure he doesn't get hurt.
Littlefoot follows Chomper. Two large sharp teeth enter the valley. The egg stealers climb back up the cliff.
Next time we look before we leap.
You think the sharp tooth finished those kids off, Ozzy?
I hope so. Now let's get ourselves an egg and eat.
They run in the same direction as Chomper and the children.
Chomper! Where are you?
Chomper!
I am tired. I am.
We can't stop, Ducky. Not until we find Chomper.
Maybe we stop. Chomper find us.
Well, I really don't care if we find him or not.
No one's making you come, Sarah.
He walks away.
My tummy's making its hungry noise.
My tummy talk, too. It say, feed me.
I'm hungry, too. Let's go home.
Sarah, Ducky, Petrie, Spike, come quick! It's Chomper! He's on the Smoky Mountain!
They look at Chomper climbing up the Smoky Mountain. He's snapping at insects. It rains fiery rocks.
He could fall into the gurgling pit. He could!
Come back, Chomper! It's too dangerous!
The egg stealers watch and approach a nest of eggs.
Ah, lunch is served.
Chomper, come back!
Huh?
They fall and hang off the edge of a cliff.
We're coming, Chomper!
Don't move, Chomper!
It's those kids again, Ozzy!
We're coming, Chomper!
Don't worry, Chomper!
If they scream any louder, they're going to give us away!
An angry pterodactyl approaches and chases them. The egg stealers run and hide in a small cave.
Watch out! Look out! Look out! Look out! Look out!
Me first! Those kids have ruined our lunch for the last time.
The top of the Smoky Mountain spits out fire. Gases escape into the atmosphere. The mountain's fire is getting bigger.
I think we better look for Chomper someplace safer.
Leaving? So soon? But you haven't had your bath.
Me no need bath. Me take one just yesterday.
You smelly old egg stealers better watch it, because it just so happens we are friends with a very mean shark.
Sharky don't have friends.
They do too.
If a sharp tooth's your friend, prove it!
But Ozzy, we saw a sharp tooth shadow! That's good enough for me.
Boy, are you dumb! That scary shadow wasn't a big sharp tooth. It was just a baby.
Sarah?
I mean,
Oops.
As the volcanoes erupt, the egg stealers back away.
Time's up, little ones.
Chopper, where are you? Come on!
Hurry!
Hot lava pours down the mountain towards the friends as they run. Petrie falls off Spike's back and is left behind, the lava fast approaching her. She runs away, joining the friends who have stopped at the cliff edge.
Come on! This way!
They run into the egg stealers.
I've had it with you little sapsuckers! Huh?
Chomper bites his tail.
Chomper!
Yay!
Chomper, you're back!
Oh, Chomper!
Chomper, I'm so glad you came back!
That's it! No more fooling around!
The egg stealers approach the children. Littlefoot looks around.
I hate being little.
Don't worry. You'll be grown up soon enough.
Littlefoot runs to a tree and pushes it over the chasm.
Quick! Across the tree!
The friends follow him across the unsteady tree trunk. Sarah almost falls off. Spike picks Ducky up and carries her across.
You can do it!
I'm first! I'm always first!
Ozzy tries to cross, but the burning tree falls, taking him with it.
No! Ozzy, wait for me!
Strut jumps after him.
If this were a game, I'd never want to play it again.
They look up at two sharp teeth.
Looks like we still it.
Run!
The sharp teeth attack and race after the fleeing friends. On hearing the children's cry, Littlefoot's grandparents look up from their grazing.
Sharp teeth? In the valley?
We must warn the others.
They go to find the others as the children try to escape and find places to hide. Sarah is almost eaten as she cowers in a too obvious hiding place. Littlefoot saves her, but is almost bitten. The sharp teeth charge through the valley's forest. The friends stop exhausted as the sharp teeth pass them by.
Oh, it's dangerous out there.
I thought sharp teeth couldn't get into the valley. How did they get in?
I think it's our fault.
What do you mean? What did we do?
We caused the rock slide that made a hole in the Great Wall.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta do something!
Littlefoot, he's a grown-up. He can handle that old sharp tooth.
No! He needs me!
Chomper runs after Littlefoot.
Chomper, stay here!
Grandfather and Sharptooth are fighting ferociously in the water. Grandfather pushes the sharp tooth over with his tail. Getting up, the sharp tooth hurls Grandfather onto his back and prepares to kill him. Oh. Petrie's parents fly around the Sharptooth's head, trying to distract it. The Sharptooth follows them towards the forest and Littlefoot, who turns and runs away. As the Sharptooth crashes through the forest, Littlefoot looks around and picks up a creeper in his mouth. Chomper does the same.
Chomper! Get ready to pull! Now!
They trip the Sharptooth up and run past it. It gets up and chases them. They hide in a small cave. The sharp tooth tries to bite them. It looks around.
You good shot, Ducky.
Thank you, Petrie.
Take that! You mean old sharp tooth?
The sharp tooth runs after Petrie and Ducky, who are up a tree throwing coconuts at it. Sarah runs at its feet and stuns herself. The sharp tooth turns to attack. Sarah runs away just as its teeth close near her.
Spike! Now, Spike! Now!
Spike pushes a boulder onto the sharp tooth's head. It falls over. Unconscious. Sarah and the friends walk casually away.
We did it, Spike! We flattened that dumb old sharp tooth! Another one!
They run back to the cave. It begins to attack a terrified Spike.
Ducky!
Ducky jumps on its head.
You leave my little brother alone!
Spike runs for safety. The sharp tooth tries to toss Ducky into its mouth. The adults run towards them.
That was one of our young ones. Ducky!
This way, quick!
Ducky hangs onto the sharp tooth's nostrils. The other sharp tooth appears behind her.
Me coming, Ducky!
Trapped between them, Ducky tickles the other sharp tooth's nose. As it tries to bite her, Petrie flies Ducky to safety. But they fly into a tree and fall to the ground. The sharp teeth fight each other. And then go after the children.
Get away from our children!
Run, Petrie!
The adults attack the sharp teeth, who fall to the ground.
Look at the grown-ups go!
Get him, Papa!
The adults make the sharp teeth run away. The children come out of hiding and run to their parents. Chomper stays behind and watches. He turns and runs away.
Those sharp teeth won't dare show their faces here again.
But how did they get into the valley in the first place?
Who knows?
It's never happened before.
It's a mystery.
kids, do you know how the sharp teeth got in?
The children looked guiltily at the ground.
Not really. Oh, no, no.
Littlefoot?
Sarah?
Well, see? After we chased those eggnappers into the mysterious beyond...
Mysterious beyond?
Eggnappers?
Some rocks fell, and that made a big hole in...
So that's how the sharp teeth came through.
We must close the opening at once.
I want to help.
No, Littlefoot. It's too dangerous. You and the other young ones must stay here. Now, how can we close the wall?
Any ideas?
We must do it right away.
Well, I'm not going to stay here. I'm going to help whether the grown-ups like it or not.
Where's Chomper? Has anyone seen him?
Chomper? Where did you go, Chomper?
Me no see him anywhere.
I have to find him. He's out there all alone.
But Littlefoot, your grandpa said to stay here. Oh, he's going to be in big trouble.
The sharp teeth are in the dark forest. Chomper is following them.
Chomper, am I glad I found you.
No biting, okay?
The sharp teeth look ferociously at the two children and chase them.
Faster, Chomper!
They scamper over a fallen tree, but Littlefoot falls into it. Chomper stands by Littlefoot as the sharp teeth approach.
Go on, Chomper! Save yourself!
Chomper talks to the sharp teeth and explains everything to them. They come closer.
No! Don't!
And lick him. They pick him up, and Chomper jumps onto their noses.
I think they're... There is Mama and Papa!
The happy family of sharp teeth walk away. Littlefoot breaks free from the fallen tree trunk and begins to walk back. The egg stealers stop him.
We've had it with you, kid! We're getting rid of you once and for all.
Littlefoot tries to escape, but is captured.
Let me go!
Oz, can we throw him off the Great Wall? Can we please?
Why, yes.
The sharp teeth are walking away, but they stop and turn at Littlefoot's cry.
Or you'll be sorry.
Yes, sorry we didn't do this sooner. Say bye-bye, leaf eater. Oh, come on, are you falling for that shadow bit again? Look.
Chomper. Run.
Gotcha. You, I like much better as an egg. What the...
The sharp teeth attack the egg stealers and chase them away. Littlefoot approaches Chomper.
Come on, Chomper. Let's go.
The children begin to follow the sharp teeth, who are chasing the egg stealers away.
Hurry!
The opening! We must close it.
Come on, Chomper. You have to catch up with your mom and dad. They're going to close up the opening, Chomper. We have to go now.
He picks Chomper up in his mouth, drops him, and pushes him in the direction of his parents.
I can't take care of you anymore, Chomper. I'm just a kid. I know. I'll miss you too. But maybe we'll meet again someday. Go on now. Hurry.
Chomper leaves.
Goodbye, Chomper.
Bye, Chomper.
Bye, Chomper.
Littlefoot, are you sure you saw the sharp teeth leave?
Yes, Grandpa. They're back in the mysterious beyond.
You disobeyed me, Littlefoot.
I'm sorry, Grandpa. It's just that I wanted to make things right again.
I know, Littlefoot. I also know that someday you'll understand why Grandma and I worry about you.
I think I already do understand, Grandpa.
Good. That means you'll stay close to the herd.
Littlefoot pushes a tree over and Grandfather places a rock on it.
All right, everyone. Get ready. Push! Push!
Rocks seal the valley. Littlefoot catapults his rock and creates a massive landslide.
Here they go!
The wall protecting the valley is complete.
Hooray! It worked!
Get it!
Closed. There. Now the sharp teeth won't ever be coming back.
The children play.
Me coming, Mama.
Bye, Petrie.
Sarah. See you tomorrow, Littlefoot.
Littlefoot?
Aren't you hungry?
Grandma, Grandpa, I changed my mind about something.
What's that, Littlefoot?
Well, I decided that I really like being a kid.
Oh?
But I still can't wait to grow up.
Oh.
Laughing, they lovingly rub his face with theirs. The end.